Welcome everyone. As we gather today for worship on this second Sunday of Christmas with Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, we welcome you all this morning to worship with us. We people of God at Faith Lutheran meet as a family and one body of Christ to love one another as Christ loved us. We welcome you once again and thank you for joining us in today's worship. I'm Pastor Rita William Chirala. I'm currently serving my first call at Faith Lutheran in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I'm from Delhi, India, and a former MDiv student of Lutheran School of Theology in Chicago. We welcome you once again and thank you for joining us in today's worship. Let us begin. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who was in the beginning, who makes a dwelling among us, who covers us with justice and mercy. Amen. Please join in confessing our sins. God of goodness and loving kindness, we confess that we have sinned against you and our neighbors. We have turned away from your invitation to a new life. We have turned away from the lowly and downtrodden. In your abundant mercy, forgive us our sins, those we know and those known only to you, for the sake of the one who came to live among us, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Now receive the forgiveness. Hear the good news of peace and salvation. God forgives us all our sins, not through our own work, but through Jesus Christ, made known to all people. With all who came to the manger, rejoice in this amazing gift of grace. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The readings for today are Jeremiah chapter 1, 7 to 14, Psalm 147, 12 to 20, and Ephesians chapter 1, 3 to 14. Today's gospel lesson is from John chapter 1, from which I will be focusing on verse 1 through 9 and 14. The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of Father, only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible begins with the well-known verse, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." In today's Gospel text, John begins his message with the same three words, "In the beginning," and introduces Jesus Christ as the Word, as God Himself, who was present at the time of creation. This verse from John's Gospel fascinates me every time I read it. There is a lot of meaning in these few verses that we generally overlook. God is revealed in Jesus Christ. Sometimes we may wonder how the Word existed with God from the beginning. Was the Word within God, or did the Word exist right beside God when God created the universe? Many scholars believe that Jesus, the Word, was present with God at the beginning of creation. The Gospel text for today also reminds us that Jesus was fully divine and fully human. Jesus coming down from heaven to live amongst us is the very expression of God Himself. Jesus is God Himself who continues to live amongst us. This is the good news that captures the real meaning of the Christmas story. Just like in Genesis, John's Gospel talks about creation, God's new creation in Jesus Christ. The Word made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Jesus has been part of creation from the very beginning, when God created heaven and earth. And Jesus is also part of creation, where God created the new world to save the creation. God has been at work from the very beginning, and God is still at work. Jesus is the reason why the creation story exists. The creation story reveals that Jesus, the Word, lives amongst us and will always be with us. Today's Gospel text is filled with metaphors and doctrines, but we can understand it as a form of testimony to the light and to new life in Jesus Christ. The Word of God that lives with us and amongst us. After our Christmas Day celebration are over, we have eaten all the Christmas food and opened all our Christmas presents, we must reflect and remember that Jesus is the reason for this season. Jesus is the real meaning of Christmas, and that which John gives witness to and reveals to the world. God revealed Jesus Christ as full of grace and truth. Grace is offered to us in many forms in our daily lives. God's faithfulness is often revealed to us, and God's grace is available to all people through Jesus Christ. God's eternal plan is to reveal Himself in Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. He became human and lived with us and amongst us. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. This verse contains the truth behind the story of the angels, shepherds, the wise men, and the journey of Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. What does this mean for us today? Jesus comes to be the light in the midst of dark and lonely moments. God is always with us to give us comfort in every situation of our lives. God continues to live amongst us and through Jesus Christ. Grace and mercy connect us to the saving power of God. The Bible says the saving power of God is grace and salvation that comes through our belief in Jesus Christ. And it is through our belief that we receive God's grace. Grace upon grace given to us through our faith in Christ. And the truth is revealed in the Gospels by Jesus Christ. Grace is defined as God's unmerited favor. God gives grace not for any merit on our part, but as a sign of favor through Jesus Christ. This grace is greater than our brokenness, our pain and struggles. God's grace carries us and gives us comfort in all our circumstances and situations of life. That is how much God loves us. Out of his love and grace, Jesus chose to be reincarnated so that he might live with us and be one amongst us. Grace and truth are two powerful words to remember during this Christmas season. The truth is that we are saved by grace alone. Christ came into this world to accomplish God's plan of salvation in the world. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us so that we can know the truth and the grace of God. And the Jesus, the Word, lives with us and amongst us, saving us forever and ever. Amen. Now I invite you to say the Lord's Prayer as Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to help support our ministry and our ability to bring you this radio broadcast, you can mail contribution to Faith Lutheran Church at 1600 Park Street in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 49783. We are grateful for the community's continued generous support, especially during these trying times. Again, my name is Pastor Rita Chirala. Thank you for tuning in today. Go in peace. Share the gift of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.